Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Leading off today, it's officially time for Apple Music subscribers to recap their year in music. The 2025 Apple Music Replay is now available in the Apple Music app, providing a personalized look back at your year in music listening habits. Apple Music Replay has been an annual viral hit for years. It presents fun music insights like total minutes spent listening, which artists you listen to the most, your top genre of the year, and your longest listening streak. This year, Apple Music Replay also highlights three additional components. There's Discovery, highlighting new artists that joined your Apple Music library, Loyalty, artists that you keep coming back to year over year, and Comebacks, artists who might have dropped out of your rotation for a year or two, but then made their return in 2025. You can find your Apple Music Replay 2025 in the music app on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac under the Home tab. Here, you'll see a breakdown of all of your top listening habits of the year in an easily digestible and easily shareable to social media format. Meanwhile, Apple has also updated its Replay 2025 for Artists experience. This provides musicians insights into total listeners, countries, cities, and minutes, along with top streamed songs and top identified songs on Shazam. There's also new data on listenership growth and year-over-year performance for musicians. Finally, Apple has also shared its top five global most popular songs throughout the year on Apple Music, including tracks from Rosé and Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar again, and Billie Eilish. You can find the full breakdown of all of your Apple Music Replay information and Apple Music's own year-end review data at the link in the show notes below. Next up today, the government in India issued a mandate that intends to force smartphone makers like Apple and Samsung to pre-install a state-run security app on phones sold in the country. The companies have been given 90 days to comply. But Reuters reports, however, that Apple intends to refuse the order and will not install the app on iPhones. Apple will tell the Indian government that it does not comply with such orders in any market in which it operates due to the associated security and privacy risks. Apple might not be able to resist the government directive indefinitely, but it is significant that it's fighting it rather than quietly conforming. Not only did the Indian government want the app to be pre-installed, most interpretations of the order also suggest that the government intends the app to be undeletable by users. The app is already available to users if they choose to download it from the App Store. It enables iPhone owners to report lost or stolen handsets and can trigger carrier requests to block an IMEI number. It also contains a feature to report spam and scam phone calls. But the Indian government wants to increase the distribution of the app to help fight crime, as criminals often clone or spoof valid IMEI numbers onto stolen phones. For its part, Apple is perfectly fine with the app existing as an optional download on the App Store, but it's drawing a line in the sand when it comes to pre-installing the app on all iPhones sold in the country. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Smart cleaning pioneer Narwhal is officially launching their Cyber Monday and Black Friday discounts, offering record low prices on its entire lineup at up to 49% off. There's the flagship Narwhal Pro, which now costs just $9.99 instead of $14.99, or the entry-level best value Frio X10 Pro at under $500. This is Narwhal's biggest ever Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, with record low pricing on every model. Don't miss your chance to bring smart cleaning to your house by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Narwhal for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has announced that John Gianandrea, its machine learning and AI strategy senior vice president, is retiring from the company. The move may not come as a surprise to anyone closely following Apple and its AI missteps over the last couple of years. Gianandrea is stepping down from his position immediately and will serve as an advisor to Apple before eventually retiring in the spring of 2026. The backstory here is that Gianandrea left Google and joined Apple in 2018 and was quickly promoted to a senior vice president role within his first year. Under Gianandrea's leadership, Apple largely dismissed generative AI in the early days of its shift to mainstream adoption, and perhaps most notably, some of the Apple intelligence features first announced at WWDC in June of 2024 have yet to ship. That includes things like a truly next-generation version of Siri with support for things like in-app actions and personal context. Those features aren't expected to launch until 2026 and will use Google's Gemini models under the hood instead of Apple's own in-house generative AI models. Robbie Walker, the executive in charge of this initial project at Apple, also left the company earlier this year after losing control of the project as part of a different organizational shuffle. Gianandrea did, however, oversee a number of advanced industry-leading machine learning applications at Apple over his 7 years, powering a number of iPhone features as well as a number of Apple Watch health features. With Gianandrea retiring, Apple says that it has hired Amar Subramania as its vice president of AI, reporting directly to Craig Federighi. Subramania will be leading critical areas including Apple foundation models, ML research, and AI safety and evaluation. Subramania worked for Google for 16 years and joined Microsoft in June of this year. So he spent 16 years at Google and then just around 6 months at Microsoft before leaving for Apple. Again, this is just one of the many dominoes that have fallen inside Apple's AI and ML organizations over the past year, but the departure of your senior vice president of AI and ML is by far the biggest change we've seen and signals a new direction for those teams going forward. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.